Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
That's right, it's Stat or Story time. We'll talk to Tyson coming up for the Daily Ticker. Tyson Alger at the bottom of the hour. Comments coming in about gambling having a big part of, like, no doubt gambling is a huge part of this. But I would also add, like, how long, and at least in Oregon, how long have we been able to legally gamble? Now, we can't do college here, so we're not impacted by it.
What are we, 3-4 years?
I mean, that's not a new novel concept. I know more states are added every year, and some can do college and some can't do college. But the idea that the only reason this is because of gambling, like, people have been gambling on the tournament forever. Like, I'm not just saying it's because there's no Cinderellas involved. I found it funny of all the hysteria over the weekend of what are we going to do? The tournament will never be, and then people are saying we're watching more than we ever have. So that was interesting to me. Do you want to go first, Jason Swigert?
I can go first.
Okay, what do you got?
Your number is 19.
19.
Is it the number of 20-goal seasons for one Alex Ovechkin, who is now 6 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal scoring
record?
What's
the regular season game count now? How many they got left?
I think they have like 9 or 10.
So unlikely, potentially, but unlikely.
Well, at his current rate, he's been on a tear since the Four Nations face-off.
Yeah.
So they're the second to the last game right now, if he stays on his projected pace, against the Islanders. And then their regular season finale is against the Penguins.
Sid the Crosby Kid, versus Ovechkin.
Sort of stuff.
So. It would be better for hockey for him to break it now than have the wraparound break, I think.
Yes.
I think that would be a big boom to end your regular season and head into the playoffs.
So if they can get, I mean, the other thing too is they're, you know, they had a great one last night against the Winnipeg Jets, two of the best teams in the entire league that went to overtime. But if they can get some leads and you can maybe sneak him an empty netter.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you get a game with a ton of penalties, they're on the power play quite a
He'll
bit.
Be out
that
there
increases.
The entire time.
He's out there the entire power play.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So, number of 20 goal seasons.
Okay, 19. Okay.
In, or is it, according to a recent poll by livesportsontv.com, the number of days since the average Oregonian last broke a sweat playing a sport?
Oh. Look, there's a lot of fats like me out there.
Some would argue it doesn't take much for you to break a sweat.
No, it does not. If you're fat, it does not. stairs can do that to you. I feel like we're more active than that as a state. Now, my logic is always wrong on these questions. But, 19 20-goal seasons is remarkable. Like, I'm trying to think of if he had any years where he missed a chunk of time. I'm going stat. Give me stat. Final answer.
Alex Ovechkin has 20 goal seasons. He has 19 30-goal seasons, which is the most in NHL history. He has 13 40-goal seasons and has 9 50-goal seasons.
Remarkable.
He has played...
Has he ever had a year under 20?
Huh?
Has he ever had a year under 20?
I don't think so.
I was trying to think of the year. Maybe the COVID year or something like...
Unless he came up... Like, he was like a late call-up. I can't remember his rookie year, if he only played like a handful of games or something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, he is at 889. Gretzky's record is 894. Ovechkin has played in 6 less games than Gretzky so far in his career. So this is
extremely
comparable.
Yes.
To what's going on.
He was not a late call-up, and he has never had a season under 20 goals.
There
he had one with 24. That's his lowest total.
Remarkable. Truly remarkable. So, at his current season pace, they're projecting April 15th on the road at the Islanders. The game also happens to be on ESPN. There are executives praying that indeed does occur. His career pace would wrap him around. He would need 10 games. Oh, no, that's 10th game. So they have 11 games left in the season.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it looks like whatever, you know, metric you want to use, he's got a good chance to do this by the end of the season. Like I said, you get one game where he gets a power play goal and an empty netter, and boom, then here we go.
There you go.
And then the watch is on. No, this is livesportsontv.com polled 3,024 adults. Asking them about when was the last time you played a sport that made you break a sweat. The average Oregonian said 19 days ago, which is quite good compared to the national average of 98 days.
Yeah.
The worst state is North Dakota, an average of 188 days. So, Oregon, right up there with Colorado, just 19 days amongst the...
okay. When was the last time you broke a sweat doing a physical activity?
I've been getting out for runs.
Yeah.
So, playing a sport?
Playing a sport.
I don't know.
Yeah, playing a sport.
I mean, if running is a sport, then...
That's more exercise. Yeah. I don't consider it... I consider it exercise. I don't consider it a sport.
So...
Not saying the team run, you know...
But yeah. 44 said they'd play more if they had a friend or group to join in.
Yeah. My buddies are all in.
Yeah. 27% blamed a lack of free time.
Yeah.
16% pointing to a shortage of local opportunities or facilities. You know, like if you're right next to a park that has tennis courts, pickleball courts, something like that, and you just walk out and do it, you're much more likely to do it.
And now I'm in that spot where there's pickleball courts and tennis courts close to me.
I see you adopting pickleball.
See, I'm holding out. My whole group chat with buddies has turned into these weird psycho pickleball players, and it's rubbing me the wrong way a little. We used to be a proper group chat. It used to be golf. It used to be tee times. It used to be manly things. Exactly. Work hitting 7-irons. Hey, I got a new putter. Oh, now I'm getting texts about my pickleball paddles.
Wedge, $190.
What are we doing here? What is happening? What happened to this great country that I love? Every time I walk by the park, there's 90-year-olds out there with knee braces going clonk, clonk, clonk. Pickleball's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
God, stop playing.
I think there's going to be a pickleball night at the Hops this year.
Of course there will be. All right, I got to go quick because Tyson's here.
Yeah.
14 is your number.
14.
Now, when I do stats or stories, rounding is allowed. So just going to give you that.
Okay.
14, is it the number of years since the last Final Destination movie was released as they came out with their first trailer for Final Destination Bloodlines, which will be released this summer?
I don't even know what that is.
Final Destination. Oh, okay. No. So I was wondering if that rung a bell at all for you.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, then you're going to have a hard time with this one. Or, okay, unless you know the stat off the top of your head, is it the number of points per game that Scoot Henderson is averaging in his second year in the NBA?
Ooh, what is his points? I don't think he's up that high because he had a slow start to the season. I know he's had some 30-point games, but not as many. I think it's... Now, you might round up, but I'm going to say that is a story.
Yeah, You were correct. Yeah. 12.7 points per game for Scoot is what he's averaging in year two. Actually, down from year one, which is kind of funny. But,
well, I don't think he got as much playing time early as he got his rookie year.
It's usually how you want to progress a guy's career. Yeah. Year one to year two, fewer minutes per game. That's how you want to have it shake out. No, it has been 14 years since the last Final Destination movie came out.
No idea what that is.
So Final Destination was a...
Is it based on a video game?
No. It came out in 2000. It's a horror movie, essentially, and it stemmed from this guy reading a news article about a woman who was getting ready to go on vacation. Her mom called her and said, "Don't get on the plane. I got a bad feeling about this." She said, "You're not being weird. What, you know, whatever." She decided to follow through. She switched flights. Flight got in an accident. So this guy reads this news story, comes up with this whole theory, ends up writing this movie where that's essentially the start of it. It's these people who cheat death and then death comes for you. And for those of you who remember the first Final Destination when it came out in 2000, to this day, I cannot drive down the highway next to a log truck without having some sort of reaction. So the new trailer came out. Will I watch? Probably not. But it did take me down a nostalgia lane last night watching the trailer. The deaths that they come up with in the earth, I didn't realize they had made 5 of them already. They are Final Destination, Final Destination 2, 3, The Final Destination, and then Final Destination 5. I think I only saw the first two. But log trucks, man, PTSD for the rest of my life. But there's a new one coming out this summer. There you go. Stat or story every Wednesday.